Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me. Hey, y'all. This week being the 26th episode of this podcast, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. This episode is entitled The Best of Julia Wade, Volume 1, with special guest artist Julia Wade. I have been wanting to release a best-of album of Julia now for about 5 years. Unfortunately, life has been so busy that we just never got around to it. But with 15 albums under her belt and over 200 sacred, or at least inspirational, songs recorded and an ever-changing audience, it finally seemed that it was just something that had to be done. So, one day, a couple of months ago, I sat down with all 15 albums and gave them all a listen. This tremendous body of work actually took 3 days, because I enjoyed the experience so much that I had to listen to many of the songs twice. How to whittle all this material down to one album seemed an impossible task. Painfully, I finally ended up eliminating one beautiful performance after another and ended up with a top 40. Now, everyone knows that you can't put 40 songs on one album, so I figured that we could do a volume 1 and a volume 2. This would still mean that there were 20 songs per album. Still too many. So, I went on and on, listening and cutting, and most of all, regretting all the cuts that I would have to make. I also did not want the volume 2 to be in any way second choices, so I worked to have each album be equal in fulfilling expectations, and decided to release the first in the spring and the second in the fall. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and stick my neck out and say that I believe that these are the two best albums we have ever released at Watchfire Music. Oh, brother, I can just hear you all saying, well, of course you think that. You wrote most of the songs, and on top of that, Julia is your wife. Very true. But I shall counter and say that, as an artist, you better believe in your own work. If you don't, you're in a pretty sorry state. Truth is, I'm proud as punch of the work that Julia and I have done together over these last 2 decades. She's been our best-selling artist for years now, and sometimes has sold better than all the rest of our recording artists put together. She is, as president of Watchfire Music, the heart and soul of our company. We'll hear from her a little later in this podcast. Suffice it to say that if you're a lover of sacred music, this album's a must for your library. How fortunate it was that Julia was able to develop such a worldwide following during her 7-year tenure as the sole soloist at the Christian Science Mother Church in Boston, where she was broadcast every Sunday around the world. We built this company on her success, and she has devoted her life to the spreading forth of inspirational music around the world. Today, we're going to take an inside look at some of the songs from the album. Time dictates the fact that we cannot play each one in its entirety, but know that the album is now available in both CD and digital download for your complete experience. Our first offering today is from a poem by Mary Baker Eddy. Of all of Mrs. Eddy's poetry, this one is the one that has probably been composed in the most different ways. Watchfire Music composer Greg Granoff, one of our most talented composers, composed the music, and when I first heard it, I couldn't wait to get my hands on it and orchestrate it. It is, among all others, including my own rendition, my favorite. It sets the table beautifully for the entire album. Its first lyrical lines also set the theme for the entire album as well. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. Let's play the entire song. Julia Wade, Satisfied. I wrote this next song to submit for a hymnal project. It was turned down because someone on the final judging committee disagreed with the concept of a person finding the Christ within themselves. Simply put, if I could find a better sense of the Christ within myself, I would be a better man. The song, as sung by Julia and countless others, went on to become one of the three biggest-selling singles and sheet music in the history of Watchfire music. Here's a taster. Julia Wade. Finding the Christ in me.
Oh God, to thee I turn. Touch now this life.
I've always loved the story in the Bible of Jesus in the boat with some of his disciples. A storm comes up, threatening to capsize the boat. The disciples are frightened and wake Jesus, who seems to be sleeping. He solves their fears not by calming their nerves, but rather by changing the material world around them and eradicating the storm. By taking the mental picture and negating the winds and storm. What a mind! What a wondrous understanding of the truth of being! I had a great experience writing the song, and an even better experience hearing Julia perform it. Peace, be still.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took the master into a ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Arose a great storm, and the waves beat down, and the waves. and the sea filled the ship till the waters rained. And the master asleep on a pillow lay, while all of those around him lost hope. So they began to waken him and say to him, "Oh, master, why do you not care that we perish out here in a raging storm?" And the waters rise, and the ship goes down.
Julia and I spent 3 glorious weeks in a rented house with a cook and a butler in a very private cove on the beach in Dunn's River Falls, Jamaica. The mornings were out of this world. The sun would rise from out of the ocean. I would get up every morning and sit out on the veranda of our bedroom with my guitar and play the sunrise. 3 of these mornings were spent writing this next song. The colors evolving from black to blue to pink to rouge to scarlet were the best light show I've ever witnessed. The utter peace of each sunrise, a moment of perfection. I've always thought that King David must have had the same kind of experience as he wrote, possibly the most beautiful lyric ever written. So sad that Dave's music wasn't passed down from generation to generation as well. Perhaps it sounded something like this. Psalm, from Psalm 139 in the Bible.
How precious
are your thoughts, O God? How great is the sum of them, how grand! If I could count them all, O God, they are more in number than the sand. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy care? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed with the devil, behold, you are there in the halls of heaven. You are there watching over me. If I take the wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your left hand shall lead me, and your right shall always hold to me. Precious are your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them, how grand! If I could count them all, O God, they are more in number than the sand. They are more in number than the sand. They are more in number.
Easter Suite is comprised of three songs, The Palms, Were You There, and Song of Easter. The suite itself runs over 16 minutes, and if you're one who thinks that Easter just might be a bit more than bunnies, candy, and egg hunts, you're in for a treat. I also think that Julia's rendition of the classic song, Were You There, is one of the best performances of any spiritual I've ever heard. Also, when you purchase the album, listen for Shelton Becton's inspired piano arrangement of Were You There? Here's the first song of the suite as a taster. The rest is up to you. Easter Suite, The Palms, Were You There? And Song of Easter. The lyrics of this next song are not really lyrics at all, but prose set to music. The prose is from a book I've studied all my life and is a paragraph I've read so many times that it's burned into my memory. It is the truth that every artist, no matter what the art, strives to understand and demonstrate in their work. It is a recipe for great success. And consequently, great art. beauty.
The recipe for beauty is to have less illusion and more soul. The recipe for beauty is to have less illusion and more soul. Comeliness and grace are independent of matter. Beauty is a thing of life, which dwells forever in the eternal mind, and reflects the charms of His goodness. In expression, form, outline and color, it is love, love which paints the petal. It is love with glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with selfishness, bathes all in beauty and light.
The song "Nothing" is one of my favorite lyrics I've written, and to handle the subject that matter is just a bunch of nothing, the usage of an Irish jig seemed somehow appropriate. Also, up-tempo sacred songs are often few and far between, unless they are praise songs, which I often find to be at first exciting, but soon boring in their repetitiveness. I've often thought that one of the most important aspects of music in a Sunday morning church service was to actually wake up an early morning, post-Saturday night audience. It's why most churches have their congregation stand up to sing the hymns. Of course, the main purpose is to inspire, but to awaken has to be close behind. My hope is that both can be accomplished with the song "Nothing." Besides the great truth that it aspires to, it can even elicit a smile or two of humor into the proceedings. It's short, so we'll play the whole song, possibly to wake us all up. Nothing.
Nothing's no more than a fraud. what is matter to God? Nothing. Nothing.
With us today is the real star of our show, Julia Wade. Julia, thanks for joining us today in the studio.
Thank you, Peter. It's taken a couple of decades getting here, and finally, just a walk down the stairs.
Well, it would be folly to try to do this without you. Actually, you've arrived at the perfect moment. Our next song is a very different approach to Mary Baker Eddy's most famous poem. It begins with the lines, "Shepherd, show me how to go, o'er the hillside steep."
Ah, apaciento mis ovejas.
And that is?
Spanish. It's from my Spanish album, Alabado Sea Dios. It's been one of my favorite projects in all of these years.
Why?
Well, it was a total joy to sing to a Spanish-speaking audience all over the world for 4 years when soloing at the Mother Church. I discovered one more time the power of music as a communicator of inspiration through language, music, rhythm, feeling, and emotion. And your amazing orchestrations gave clarity of message and intention. Here is a quote we received that best sums it up for me, and I quote, "I think music is a universal language, and Julia's Alabado Sea Dios speaks to me very deeply. I received this CD when my country, Kenya, was undergoing a very unharmonious and unhappy time. I believe her voice, echoing over the seeming chaos, has been and continues to be a most healing effect to this city, just as it has soothed and healed me. And this was written by Joseph Kamenju from Kenya.
Thank you for that. I've always thought that the Spanish album was a very joyous and profound healing album, even if one did not understand one word of Spanish. Here, give a listen, and you'll understand what I mean.
Apaciento mis ovejas. Feed my sheep.
Triunfo dolor, o en la oscuridad.
One of my favorite parts of what you just heard was the gorgeous violin work of James Grassic. I always thought he brought a wonderful elegance to one of my favorite songs I've ever written. Julia, when you were the soloist at the Christian Science World headquarters in Boston those 7 years, our weekends as a married couple were non-existent because you traveled by train from New York City to Boston every weekend without fail. For part of that time, I worked on a very special project, taking many of the prose passages from Mrs. Eddy's book, Science and Health, and setting them to music. Certainly not an easy task, but one whose challenges demanded a deep understanding of her teachings. The song Beauty, which you heard earlier, was one such song. And the next song is another. Creation. Any inside light to shed on the making of that as well?
Just this. You had me at the opening chords the first time I listened to the piano track. And then to get to vocally be one with the track literally set the premise of the song, that creation is one with its maker. And once again, you caught that inspiration from those beginning chords. Just incredible.
Thank you. Let's hear those opening chords. Another of my favorite Wade projects was your Christmas album, Julia Wade and Friends. I have to admit, loving every single song on that album. I thought we caught a real great balance between Jesus and Santa Claus, allowing the true spirit of Christmas to evolve in music and lyrics. You really knocked it out of the box with On the Santa Claus Side, The Night I Met St. Nick. But your approach to the classic, What Child Is This?, I think shows us the power of your great gift, your instrument, your voice. This performance would easily make my top 10 if I were limited to that.
Oh, well, your truly inspired arrangement and new rhythms set me free to see this ancient nativity story with fresh eyes, and to tell its tale from a very specific point of view. It was, for me, an exciting journey of discovery.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to all. What Child Is This?
Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be born for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary. What child is this whom angels greet? This is the Christ, the King. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of kings. Salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
Julia, in this second-to-last song, on your new album, you play a character in an imagined moment overlooking an historically significant Bible story of the morning meal, when Jesus, post-crucifixion, returns to tell his disciples, who are unsuccessfully fishing in the Sea of Galilee, to cast their net on the right side. They do as they're told, and their nets become so full that they can hardly lift the catch into the boat. Of course, Jesus is not teaching them how to fish, but rather how to be better disciples. It is the last reporting in the Bible of Jesus' time spent with his disciples.
I have long been fascinated by Mary Magdalene and her place in Jesus' life. I did a lot of research and came to my own sense of who she was. And so I built my character of her to sing this song from her point of view. That really set the stage for me to always find the story, the character, and the point of view in each sacred song. Why? Because each song is an opportunity for connection, discovery, and then realization, and consequently, healing for the listener. And on that note, I hope this discussion and the song samples will inspire listeners today to go to watchfiremusic.com and get the album. We think you're going to love it.
Now, imagine Julia in her character, standing on a cliff above the beach and the sea, overlooking the story.
Thank you. His words burned a purpose in their hearts. As the fire turned to ashes, then he left them. But the gift of God stayed with them.
So, how do you close an album like this? With a classic, of course. We need no introduction.
Will raise you up on eagle's wings. against a stone. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. And hold you, yes, hold you, he will hold you in the palm of his hand.
So there you have it, episode 26, The Best of Julia Wade. Next, episode 27, The River, The River, a concert musical, a collage of rock, rap, and pop gospel, extolling water in spiritual and metaphorical terms, and paralleling the cycle of water and the life cycle of man. It officially opened in New York City at the Promenade Theater in January of 1988. It received a rave review from Mel Gussow of the New York Times, plus another 22 rave reviews from various entertainment outlets. The River won a number of the Off-Broadway Tour Awards, Theater of Renewal, not only for Best Musical, but also won for, Mr. Link, Best Director, and Best Composer Lyricist. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. Thank you, Julia, for joining us today. A grateful nod goes to all the musicians, singers, arrangers, and writers who have supported Julia for all these years. If I were to name them all now, we'd be here for the next half hour. Know that both Julia and I are eternally grateful for each of your considerable talents. And thanks to Watchfire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.